We are joined by attorney, barrister, lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, we just did three shows before we started now, talking about all everything going on in the world. And the one that, well, there's so many of them that are amazing to me. I'm going to go and start with the one with Tina Smith, who basically she is our U.S. Senator, and rarely do you ever hear anything she's done, but she has done something that you gave her kudos for. And after looking into it and hearing what you had to say off the air, I want to I'm going to agree with you. I do give her kudos because she's finally stepping up and going after someone who should be gone after for their lousy management of the Twins in terms of getting players and botching things. And now, because they haven't, as far as we know, they certainly didn't do enough to keep this helmet and bat manufacturer in Caledonia, Minnesota. So give me the background on that and also what Tina Smith has done.
Yeah, so starting out with this, Bob. So there's a company called Mikan Sports, which makes bats and helmets for Major League Baseball. And they're located in Caledonia, Minnesota. And from what I've talked to folks in the know, like two-thirds of the town is of Caledonia is somehow employed by Mikan Sports. It's a big deal. Okay.
Yep.
And Mikan Sports is owned by Rawlings, which makes a lot of, you know, gloves and bats and balls and everything for baseball. And Rawlings is owned by a company called, it's an equity firm called Seidler Equity Partners. One of the principals being Peter Seidler, who's chairman of the San Diego Padres. Okay. So this is basically a company that's controlled by Major League Baseball. And it was announced last week that they were moving that Mikan Sports was moving its operations out of Caledonia, Minnesota, and off to China. And of course, it's going to cost a lot of jobs for the city of Caledonia. And nobody had really, I never heard this from a friend in the know, but I didn't really hear anything else about it all week until yesterday, where Senator Smith tweeted out this letter that she had written to Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, and Peter Seidler and his partners, and asking questions about why this is happening. And she's, you know, making noise about what she, you know, doing what she can in her powers to stop this from happening, right? And I give her credit for that. This is probably the first time I've ever agreed with her on something, but, you know, hey, she's right on this, right? There should be questions, and my question has been, where the hell are the poll ads on this? You can't tell me that a family who has owned a Major League franchise since 1984 doesn't have some say with other owners or Major League Baseball as to this, you know, the jobs being pulled out of their state and having a severe impact on a city within their state. It just doesn't make sense why they're sitting on their hands on this and why it takes our U.S. senator to have to intervene to get some answers.
Well, my guess is she has somebody on her staff who's a baseball fan and heard about this, or someone reached out to her. But it is, you're right, it's a worthwhile thing to go after. And where's Amy Klobuchar on this? They should be in this together. And also, who's the rep down in that in Caledonia? I have no idea. But that certainly should be someone stepping up.
But yeah, Amy's too busy pushing for, you know, federalizing our election laws, apparently. But no, I give Senator Smith credit on this. You know, the poll ads, this is it, on top of the, you know, the Falvey Levine regime not putting together a Major League Baseball caliber pitching staff this year, on top of them setting up a Ferrari dealership in the Twin Cities, because you know all those Ferrari drivers who have, you know, need to have a closer place to have your car serviced than Chicago.
Absolutely,
because they're just all over the roads here, right? And now on top of that, just kind of standing by silently and allowing this to happen. And I get it's a private business, but I'm guessing the poll ads would have, if the poll ads probably have some, should have said something about this, and should say something.
Well,
about
you know what? This is Jim Polite picks up the phone and calls up the CEO of the Padres, who is the CEO of Rawlings, and says, look, don't do this. But, you know, obviously it's a big money saver for them, or they wouldn't be doing it because the costs in China are so much less. But there's a point where you have to just say enough. But if, okay, I had a cynical thought. If it was a Republican Senate representative saying they can't do it, they'd be accused of being Asian haters. So, anyway.
It's, yeah, probably. And it's I think it's also that it's going to China, right?
Yes.
I mean, it was one thing. It's a whole different conversation if they're saying we're going to South Dakota or, you know, wherever because of Minnesota's, you know, poor business and tax policies. But China, it's obviously what they're doing. They're going to use, they want to use the cheap labor in a country that has, it is known for its, you know, its human rights abuses and lack of business ethics.
Well, that doesn't mean a thing when it can save them money. They overlook all of that.
Right.
Now, one thing that shouldn't be overlooked, and you made a great point about it, and we're sort of staying on baseball here. There's a slugger with the a young man with, well, he's 27, right? Was it Yermin Mercado?
Mercedes,
yes. Excuse me. All right,
Mercedes. Yeah.
And he was with the, went off on a great tear early in the season. Then he just fell off the map, and they put him into AAA. And Jeff, what was his reaction to being sent to AAA?
No, they were going to just remember this is the player for the White Sox that. There was the controversy when they were in town a few months ago playing the Twins. He swung at a 3-0 pitch and hit a home run. And the next night, I think it was Tyler Duffy hit him. And Tony La Russa, the White Sox manager, kind of said, well, he broke an unwritten rule of baseball. You don't swing at a 3-0 pitch when the team, when you're up. I mean, because the White Sox were up like by an incredible amount in the game, right? And he said, you just don't do that. And it's like, are you seriously throwing your player under the bus? He swung at a pitch. He's been slumping after a hot start, and they were going to send him to their AAA team down in Charlotte. And he, on his Instagram, indicated that he was done with baseball. He was going to retire. And the reaction was, seriously, you get put down to AAA and you're going to immediately announce your retirement. And it just seemed what it struck me as, Bob, initially was it was such a participation trophy generation thing to do, right? Yeah. I get demoted to AAA, so you know, I mean, once I'm there, I'm entitled to a major league spot. I'm going to quit, and fortunately,
amazing.
Cooler heads have prevailed. And Lewis has taken a lot of criticism this year because he's not one of these managers that doesn't play stat ball. He's an old school guy, right?
Yeah,
he's been around since I was a kid, coaching, and ironically, he was managing the White Sox back then. And, you know, La Russa said that, you know, he's had conversations with him and encouraging him. And, you know, now he's reported to Charlotte and he's down there playing. So it seems to have righted itself, but it's just a bizarre story.
He had a hissy fit.
I mean, you look at with the Twins this year, how many guys have gone back and forth from AAA to the major league club, and it's going to happen more after the minor league realignment, right? That was the whole point of it, was that you could have guys being that close in AAA and go back and forth.
Yeah.
And it's funny, Acevedo was playing third base for the Twins yesterday. I saw him at the Saints game a week ago Sunday playing the same position.
Yeah.
Right? Jake Cave has gone back and forth. Brett Rooker has gone back and forth.
Well, it's a lift ride.
That's what they do.
It's an Uber ride now to get him back to the majors.
That was the whole point of why they did this.
Yeah.
So it's going to happen more, and just like, you know, suck it up, buttercup, deal with it.
Exactly. And by the way, we'll talk about this another time, but you know what? There should be no such thing as an unwritten rule. Make it a rule, and then be done with the unwritten rule. No sport has more unwritten rules than baseball. We'll leave it at that. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone, thank you so much. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back.